This is a Keith recording for Mesechus Chagiga Daf Tes Amud Aleph. Apologize, I'm at a wedding right now, so sorry for the background noise. We're starting from the Mishnah, four lines into the Amud, and the Mishnah is discussing Mishalo Chag, the Yom Tov HaRishon Shochag, Kol Geges Kol HaRegel. Someone who did not, let's assume for argument's sake, like Rashi, there is a shita of the Meiri that it's talking about the carbon Ola Sri'iya, but let's assume all throughout until we noticeably become different that we're referring to the carbon Chagiga, the Lashon of Rashi, Shalohevi Chagigaso B'yom HaRishon Shachag. You didn't bring the carbon Chagiga on the first day. You can continue and bring it throughout the Chag. You can bring it any day of Yantiv you want. B'yom Tov HaAchron Shachag, right, and even in the last day of Yom Tov, meaning you can bring it on Chol HaMoed, and you can bring it on the last day as well. Over HaRegel, V'lo Chag, Eino Chayev B'Achrayuso. But if the whole Yom Tov passes, and you didn't bring the carbon Chagiga yet, then you don't have to make it up. Al Zed Nemar, and this is what the Pasuk is referring to when it says, Mu'uvo lo yuchal liskon, v'chisaron lo yuchal lihimanos. Which means you can't fix a terrible mistake, and you cannot fill in that which is lacking. Now, the Gemara will discuss this word, lehimanos, doesn't really mean to fill in, but for now we're just going to translate it as such. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh says, Ezehu ma'uvos sheino yachol lehitakein. What is an example of a mistake that can't be fixed? Zeha ba'ala erba b'holid mimena manzer. This is referring to someone who commits an act of gilui arayos, and there's an offspring that's produced from this act of Gilui Arayos, and that kid is a mamzer, meaning even if this person does tshuva, he never helps this mamzer, his son, who's born, has the din of a mamzer his whole life, no matter what. So, im tomar begona vegozel, so if you're going to say it refers to a lesser offense like stealing, yachol hu lahav zero, you can be sakin, you can always return the stolen object, and that somewhat fixes the situation. But in the case of the mamzer, it does not. Rav Shimon ben Yochai says, "Ein korin mu'uvos elul mishaya metukan betchila v'nis avus." Right? So he says, "No, you can't. Even your example is not what the pasuk is referring to, because it has to be something which originally was good, and then you made it worse." V'ezezet, what is that referring to? What is this? Zet talmud chacham aporish min haTorah. If you have a person who first is a talmud chacham and then he goes on the wrong path, that is mu'uvos lo yuchal liskon. Fine. Says the Gemara, minahani mili, from where do I know this din of tashlumin for the korban chagiga? Amar Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Yishmael, nemer atzeres b'shviyas shel Pesach, v'nemer atzeres b'shmini shel Chag. It says the word atzeres when discussing the seventh day of Pesach, and it says the word atzeres when referring to the eighth day of Sukkot, meaning shmini atzeres. Malahalan with tashlumin, just like in the case of Shvi Shel Pesach, where it is obvious that you can do tashlumin. So the Gemara doesn't really tell you why it's obvious. The Gemara Rishonim discuss why is it obvious that you can do tashlumin on Shvi Shel Pesach, but for our sake, we'll take it as obvious. Afkan litashlumin. So too, even on a sukkis, it's obvious that you can do tashlumin. Now the Gemara says mufne. And you should know that this Gzeira Shava is one that is mufna. Now, what does mufna mean? It means that the words are definitely extra. They are unnecessary, and there's nothing else that these words are needed for. Now, the rule of Gzeira Shava, one of the millions of rules, not millions, but there are many rules of Gzeira Shava. So one of the rules of Gzeira Shava is that it should be, it's best if it's completely mufna, meaning the words are definitely extra, and they're not coming to teach us anything else, and we prefer it if both of the words that are being used are mufne. And the reason is that if you don't have words that are mufne, then you can easily slug up the gzeira shava with a simple kasha, some type of logical distinction or something to that effect. But if the words are completely mufne, then you can't do anything to slug up the gzeira shava. And the ilav mufne, because had it not been mufne, iko nifrach. This is the question you could have asked. Malish Mishal Pesach Shekin Eino Chaluk Mishalefanav. Tomar Bishmini Shachag Shachaluk Mishalefanav. Wait a minute. There's a major distinction between the seventh day of Pesach and the eighth day of Sukkot, i.e. Shmini Atzeres. What's the main difference? On Shmishal Pesach, you bring the same karbanos every single day of Pesach. So it makes sense that, like, it's clearly a makeup holiday for the earlier days. However, Shmini Atzeres is its own thing, and you have a separate Korban Musaf every single day from the previous day of Sukkot, and therefore it's not so clear that you can make up for things that were done earlier on Sukkot. So la'ai afnuye mufne. So you have to say that it's definitely mufne, and therefore there's no way that this simple question can shlug up this Zerushab. Why mifti? Let's see. My atzeres atzur basiyas melacha. Right? Because what would we have learned from the word atzeres? Atzor basiyas melacha. Stop doing melacha. That's lashon atzor. Stop. Right? So haksiv lo sasa melacha. Right? So it already says explicitly in the Torah, don't do melacha. So atzeres, because of Rahman alamali, why would we need the Torah to call it an atzeres to tell me to stop doing melacha if it was already stated? So clearly the Torah was telling you this word atzeres to make this gzeirah shaveh, and it is available for such a gzeirah shaveh, and you can't shlug it up. The Tana Maisiwa Mehacha. So it says that the Tana is bringing this from here, meaning another possibility from where we're getting this entire idea from. The Tanya V'chagosem Oso Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yamim. So you should celebrate the Yontif for 7 days. Yacho Yehei Chogeg V'Holech Kol Shiva. I might think you have to bring a korban chagiga for the entire 7 days, every day for the whole 7 days. Tam b'mamar oso, avachagosem oso, on that day oso atachogig miatachogig kol shiva. So you don't have to bring a chagiga all 7 days. You just have to bring it on that first day. So then kain lama nema shiva. So if that were so, why would it say you should do it for 7 days? L'teshlomen. So, because it wants to tell you that if you didn't do it on the first day, you can make it up the rest of the days. And how do I know this applies to Sukkot as well? You can go the entire Yom Tov, Yom Tov Achron, you could even do it on Shmini Atzeres, Talmud Lomer. You should celebrate this Chag during the seventh month, the month of Tishrei. I might think that you can continue and bring the korban chagiga for the entire rest of the month. Talmud Lomar, oso atachogeg, yatachogeg chutza lo. No, you can do it the entire yantif, but you can't do it after the yantif is over. Umay tashlum. So now we want to clarify what is this business of tashlum and what does it actually mean? Rabbi Yochanan Omar tashlumin l'rishon. So this we had a discussion all the way at the beginning on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, where we discuss what the meaning of tashlumin was. So Rabbi Yochanan Shita is that it is tashlumin derishon, that you are making up for the fact that you didn't bring the korban chagiga on the first day of Yontif. But really, if you were putter, as we'll see in a second, if you're putter on the first day of Yontif, then there's nothing to make up for. Rabbi Oshia argues tashlumin zelazan. No, each day is a tashlumin for the other day, meaning if you couldn't do it on the first day, then you do it on the second day. You couldn't do it on the second day. You do it on the third day, fourth day, etc. Each one is a chiyuv. Obviously, the chiyuv starts on the first day, but it's the same chiyuv that rolls over to the other days. So my binayo, okay, so it's nice and lumdus to say that the chiyuv really starts on the first day, and that's the ikker chiyuv, and everything else is making up for that first day. That's Rav Yochanan. And it's nice to say, like Rav Oshia, that really the entire chiyuv rolls over to each day. But what's the nafkamina between these two opinions? So Amar Reb Zeira says, Chiger b'yom rishon espashit b'yom sheni ika binayu. The nafkamina is, if a person was a chiger, he was unable to walk on the first day, and he was therefore potter from aliyah l'regel, and he then got better on the second day, or later in the yantif, that is the nafkamina. Reb Yochanan Amar Tashlum in the rishon, kevan de lo chazi b'rishon, lo chazi b'sheni. Reb Yochanan says, since everything is just a makeup for the first day, so since you weren't really ra'oi to bring the korban on the first day, so you don't have to bring it at all. You weren't chayv on the first day, and everything's making up for the first day, so you have nothing to make up for. Rav Oshia omer teshlum in zelazeh. Rav Oshia says, no, each one is a makeup for the other. Afagatlo chazi b'rishon chazi b'sheni. So what that you weren't ra'oi on the first day? You weren't ra'oi on the first day, it rolled over to the second day. So either you brought it the second day, or you didn't get a chance, so then it rolls over further. So now the Gemara is going to have a kasha on, is this really the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan? This is going to get a little bit complicated.
We'll do the first kasha here, and then we'll do the next ones on the next recording. So Amar Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? Meaning Rabbi Yochanan holds kulam tashlum in the rishon, and if you're not ra'oi on the first day, you then don't do it at all. So v'ha Amar Chizkiya, but didn't Chizkiya say nitma biyom maybe b'layla? I'm sorry, nitma biyom maybe b'layla ino maybe. So here's the case over here. Rashi explains it for us that we're talking about a case of a nazir who became tamei before he finished his nazirus. So he becomes tahor. He does the paraduma to get rid of his tumas mace, and then he's going to bring the korban the next day. And on the day that he becomes tahor, so he becomes tamei again before he can bring his korbanos. So we say that he has to bring extra korbanos. But at night, if he becomes tamei again at night, then he doesn't have to bring the extra korbanos, because he couldn't have brought his original korbanos at night anyway, and therefore he wasn't really chayiv in those korbanos when he became tamei. So that's the first shita in the Amorai. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, and Rabbi Yochanan argues, and he says, af balayla nami mevi, even if he became tamei at night, when he couldn't bring the extra korban, so it doesn't matter, because he was still supposed to bring his korbanos the next day and then restart his nazirus, and by becoming tamei, he ruined that for himself, and therefore he's chayiv to bring the extra korbanos because he became tamei. So basically what we see here is that Rabbi Yochanan says, even though you couldn't do the korbanos that night, fact is you were chayiv in those korbanos, and therefore you ruined it for yourself. You have to make up for that and bring the extra korbanos when you become tahor from this latest tumah. So wouldn't that carry over to our case and say, even though you couldn't bring your korbanos on the first day of Yontif, still it should carry over to the later days of Yontif, and you should bring your korbanos then? So that is the Gemara's kasha. Why does Rabbi Yochanan not seem to be consistent? So on the Rabbi Yirmiyah answers, shiny tumah. Not bringing korbanos because of tumah is different. Why? The yeshla tashlumin the pesach sheni. Because we know there's already a leniency of tashlumin for korbanos that you were tamei for, i.e., if you couldn't bring the korban pesach because you were tamei, so the Torah gives you an out by bringing the pesach sheni. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan must be learning from there that just because you became tamei doesn't mean that you aren't chayef to bring the extra korban, because already we know that tumah still leads to the ability to make up the korban. And thus, Rabbi Yochanan is able, in the case of Chagiga, to say that since you weren't ra'oi to bring the korban on the first day, you're pater the whole time, because that was not based on tumah. But if you were tamei, then he would agree that you can make it up later. Okay, so we'll go to the kasha that we're going to have on this next time. You know what? Actually, let's read the Gemara's kasha right now. So So the Gemara asks, Maskevela Rav Papa. Rav Papa asks the Kasha to try to reject this opinion. This only works according to the one who holds that Korban Pesach Sheni Tashlum in the Rishon, going over to Tesanet Beis, that the Korban Pesach Sheni is a makeup of the first Korban. Who? Ela Lamanda Amar Sheni Rega Bifnei Atzmahu. But if you hold that the Pesach Sheni is its own day, it's not an official makeup. It's just that if you qualify, you can bring the Pesach Sheni. So my Ikalameima, how then can you explain Shitas Rabbi Yochanan? Because it's not that he gives you a special dispensation for Tashlumin when it comes to becoming Tamei, because there is no such thing as Tashlumin by Korban Pesach Sheni. Okay, so we'll go through another possible answer for Rabbi Yochanan next time.